Right now, though, Now Australia is an organisation aiming to combat sexual harassment in the workplace. It's described as the Australian spin-off of the Me Too movement, and Now Australia advocates that Me Too was the movement, now is the moment. In studio with me now, we're chatting to co-founder of the movement and member of the steering committee, Abby Alexander, to hear about the organisation. Abby, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you in here. So I guess, could you tell us a little bit about how Now Australia came about, I guess, the catalyst as to how the organisation was formed?
Well, I mean, I think the catalyst for a lot of things at the moment was the Harvey Weinstein Me Too movement, which I think just shocked the world, but potentially wasn't as shocking to women as it was to men.
Yeah.
And then our founder, Tracy Spicer, sent out a tweet on the 18th of October in 2017, asking for women to come forward and share their story. She was investigating two men in the media. She was expecting a dozen, maybe two dozen, and to date she's had over 1,600.
Wow.
I know, it's absolutely shocking. And the thing that became quite evident with the responses that Tracy was getting was that absolutely the majority were from media and entertainment industry, but a lot of other people came forward from other industries simply because they didn't know who else to approach.
Quite sad, actually, that people didn't know who to speak to.
Yeah, it was absolutely devastating. So then, obviously Time's Up happened in America. That was a legal fund. And I think that was really the inspiration for Tracy to put together this organisation.
And so what are some of the aims that Now Australia is looking to meet? What are some of the goals?
Well, I mean, I think obviously it was born out of a need for a service for people to go to when they were being sexually harassed in the workplace. So number one priority for us is to just be the first point of contact. And I mean, already we've had so many people coming forward and like sharing stories from 20 or 30 years ago that they just have never told anyone. So people come to us, we can listen to their stories, chat them through it, and then we connect them with counselling if that's what they need, or legal support if they need that, or both. And then long term, looking at, you know, education programs in schools and in workplaces so that people can understand how this works. And, you know, trying to really set up some really fantastic protection so that this stops happening.
And you mentioned before as well, a lot of, I guess the majority of people that came forward to Tracy were from the media and entertainment industry. How do you guys go about making sure that, you're accessible and representative of all Australians, regardless of industry?
Look, this is something that's really important. We are accessible to all Australians, regardless of industry. Also, regardless of gender, sexuality, ability, all of that. We've got a fabulously diverse steering committee with amazing consultants. We've been consulting with, I think every industry. Like, there's too many to list, you know, and it's just, you know, like, we've got me, like, I'm 20. I'm still doing my retail hospo years in the workplace. And, you know, we've got these amazing women who have, you know, worked in all different industries. And I think, you know, with the combination of consulting with, you know, unions and different industry bodies, individuals, and also with, you know, members of the LGBTQI community and, you know, people of different racial backgrounds, people with different abilities, it's something that we're really, really trying to make sure we're across.
And it is such an important cause to support, I guess. How can people get involved? How can people support you?
So we have a website, www.now.org.au, so you can go there for all of the information. We also have our fabulous launch ambassador, Melinda Schneider. She's released a song for us called My Voice, and for every download, 50% of the profits goes to Now, so that we can actually really start to, you know, hire staff and get an office and get a call line and all of those things. So go to the website, buy the song. If you've got half an hour every now and then to help me do some digital stuff, that would be great. It's getting a bit desperate, guys.
Can never have enough help. I feel that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We'll pop all the links up in the podcast for you. But before I do let you go, if someone's listening, if there's anybody out there who does feel too afraid to speak up, do you have any, I guess, advice for somebody who is in that situation?
Yeah. So I think the hardest thing is that if you can't fix it yourself, you need to be able to tell someone else so that you can get help to fix the problem or stop the issue. So if you feel like you can't speak to someone that you know, contact us. Like, we are open for business. Like, you know, we're very new, but we've got an email address. We have counsellors that can support you. We have legal advice. You know, tell your mum, tell your best friend. Like, there's always someone who's willing to listen. I'll listen. Like, email me. I think just having that crucial first conversation is the best thing that anyone can do.
Abby, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Abby Alexander, co-founder of Now Australia, having a chat with us this morning.